This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Dave Mack. Just before 2 p.m. the day after Christmas, Pennsylvania State Police get a call for shots fired outside a residence on Garrison Ridge Road in New Freeport, Greene County, in the southwestern part of the state near the border with West Virginia. The residence is difficult to see from the roadway due to bamboo covering the area in front of the house. Arriving on scene, troopers find a woman suffering from a gunshot wound. She is immediately transported by emergency medical personnel to J.W. Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia, where she is admitted in critical condition. A man is also found suffering from a gunshot wound and is taken to the same hospital as the woman. His injuries are not as serious, and he is treated and later released. Investigators learn the man and woman are a married couple, and their 18-year-old son, Gerard Knoll, is the suspected shooter. Inside the residence, officers locate the couple's younger children, unharmed. The shooting of the parents took place outside the home, and it was one of the suspect's siblings who phoned 911. The children are temporarily placed in the custody of a family member. Police say following the shooting, Knoll fled on foot, prompting a widespread multi-agency search. State police blocked off Garrison Ridge Road as they searched the forest surrounding the home. The search is slowed by poor cell service and coordinating searches in the area for the possibly armed assailant, and Gerard Knoll eludes capture throughout the night. Pennsylvania authorities continue searching from the time the call came in without stopping, some troopers working more than 24 hours straight without taking a break. Officer spirits are buoyed when word reaches the command post that Knoll's father has been released from the hospital, but spirits are quickly brought down when it's learned Knoll's mother did not survive the attack. Officers now on heightened alert as they searched for an armed killer. By mid-afternoon Saturday, officers have been searching for more than 24 hours. Pennsylvania State Police Sergeant Richard Sizer talks about the search.
Obviously, when you have somebody with a homicide warrant on the run with a gun is a huge danger to the community. We used tracking dogs, we used helicopters, we used police on foot, you know what I mean, searching rough terrain.
Late Saturday afternoon, West Virginia State Police receive a tip from the public that someone matching Knoll's description is on foot and has crossed the state line in 100, West Virginia. Shortly after the call, West Virginia State Police locate the suspect. He's armed when apprehended. Sergeant Richard Sizer is speaking with KDKA.
We thank the community. We kind of moved in here and we're walking their properties and kind of taking over streets and things that we needed to do to successfully resolve the incident. So we thank them. I'm sure it's a tragic situation that's unfolding for him. He lost his wife and now his son is looking at a significant amount of jail time.
18-year-old Gerard Knoll, arrested, accused of killing his mother and injuring his father during the shooting, will remain in West Virginia until he is extradited to Pennsylvania, where he will face charges of homicide and attempted homicide. More crime and justice news next. Cammy Mendoza almost mysteriously vanished during Christmas Eve walk, and now her best friend is sharing Cammy's last words with the New York Post. The 19-year-old is last seen outside her San Antonio home just before 7 a.m. on Christmas Eve, wearing pajama shorts and a hoodie. Her best friend from childhood, Camilla Estrella, says they were on the phone making plans to go dress shopping to wear to a family event with Estrella's boyfriend, and the last text Cammy sends to her bestie? Bye, Cammy. I love you. Estrella says the two speak every day, so this sudden disappearance and lack of communication is not something she would have ever expected. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office says Cammy Mendoza Olmos is last seen as she is captured on video outside the house rummaging through her car before the footage cuts off, and now the disappearance has left the community shaken and the family desperate to find their 19-year-old community college student. Aunt Nancy Olmos, who took Olmos and her mother in when they first moved to Texas in 2012, says they knew something was happening right away. This is just not Cammy. Cammy usually takes an early morning walk, but when she was not back by 9:30, the concerned mother called Cammy's cell phone, only to find the phone was on Cammy's bed with no battery. Mom calls police and investigators arrive with the scent tracking dogs, but they've not been able to find anything. Police said in their missing persons alert, Camellia Almos is considered possibly endangered. 230 miles from where Cammie Almos is last seen in Bexar County, a 15-year-old teen goes out for a walk on Christmas Day with her dog. When she doesn't return home at her usual time, her parents use parental controls on her phone to locate their daughter. Tracking his daughter's phone, the father travels to a secluded, partially wooded area nearly 2 miles from the family home and finds his daughter and her dog inside a maroon pickup truck with a partially nude man. Helping his daughter escape from the truck, fleeing for their lives, the father calls police and notifies them of what has taken place. Investigators locate witnesses from the scene who provide deputies with a detailed description of the vehicle, which helps locate the truck and identify a man as Giovanni Rosales Espinoza. Investigators determine the suspect threatened the 15-year-old with a knife and kidnapped her from the street. Espinoza is taken into custody without incident and has been charged with aggravated kidnapping and indecency with the child. He's currently being held in the Montgomery County Jail with no bond. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Dave Mack.